third hour, Darren Donick and Chase. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here live at Centennial Sportsplex on this gorgeous day here in Nashville. Be listening up. I'm going to actually prompt you and tell you sometime this hour, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones at Nissan Stadium on Saturday, October 9th. Hello. That should get your attention. But right now, we're going to talk with our man, Adam Kaplan. He's on the line with us. Talk a little NFL with him. By the way, we'll also hear from Ryan Tannehill a little bit later this hour as well. You can hear him on SiriusXM. NFL talking all the time, and he's been covering the league for a long time. Adam, how you doing?
Guys, good to talk to you today.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well. When you see this Titans team through three games, what do you see?
Well, we've seen a lot. We've seen the week one was an embarrassment. Let's face it, they got absolutely destroyed on both sides of the football. They responded very well to that. The Seattle game, I mean, talk about heart. I mean, obviously, they put the game on Derrick Henry, and Todd Downing called some really amazing plays downfield. It's been pretty aggressive with their passing game when given the opportunity. Just really resilient. The offensive lineman getting hurt. I mean, Taylor Wan getting hurt in pregame warmups. A.J. Brown now with his hamstring. You don't know how long he's going to be out. They're just resilient. They're tough-minded. That's one thing when you play or you work for Mike Vrabel, you can be very tough-minded, and that clearly is shown. To answer your question, I think they're very tough-minded. They will overcome adversity, and the nice thing when you look at that division, a lot of teams are flying down around them. The Texans are bad. The competitive, they're bad. The Jaguars are really bad, and Indy is 0-3, which is clearly not what we were expecting.
Is that a hole you think Indy can get out of with maybe the extra game in the regular season? Typically, we'd be sitting here going 0-3 teams, 12% chance, but now there's an extra game. Do you think this is something they can dig out of?
Well, the problem that you have is they have so many injuries. Carson Wentz is playing with two ankle injuries, one worse than the other. They just put one of their top four corners on IR, T.J. Carey, in the last 10 minutes. Their secondary is not playing particularly well. They're not getting the turnovers that they wanted. Their offensive line is banged up. They're not running it as well as they'd like them. Plus, they're behind a lot. There's just not a lot of positivity with them. It'll be really hard. I mean, when you look at the AFC right now, this is the thing about the AFC. It's so much better in some respects than I expected. Who thought the Raiders would be 3-0 at this point? They're way better. Their defense is competitive. Who thought Denver would be better? Now, Denver has had a good schedule, but they're 3-0. The Chargers are doing well at 2-1. We know the Bills were going to turn their season around after a tough loss to the Steelers, and they have. Your Titans. The Bengals, another one, 2-1. They didn't expect that. So It'll be really hard for the Colts to make it. I highly doubt it, but one, I know talking to the Colts about this, they had, it might have been in 2018 or 2017, it would have been 2018 because that was Frank Reich's first year. I think they started off really badly. Maybe they were 1-4, but they wound up making the playoffs. But the history of 0-3 teams since 1990, on a 16-game schedule is next to none making the playoffs. I know it's a 17-game schedule. I just don't see it because they have too many issues around them.
Yeah, and I think there was probably a difference in quarterback, too. I think that was Andrew Luck and not Carson Wentz. You talked about Indy's running game or lack of. It wasn't very effective here. Jonathan Taylor, 10 carries, 64 yards. Now the news has come out. Marlon Mack, who has had a 1,000-yard rushing season, almost two 1,000-yard rushing seasons. The season before, that he was 900 and something. They're saying that he is seeking a trade. He wants out. He wasn't active here against the Titans. What do you make? And I know he dealt with the injury last year, so 2019 was the 1,000-yard season. What do you think Marlon Mack is right now, and do you think there's going to be a lot of teams interested in a trade?
Yeah, a couple things there. So, and this rarely happens. This typically happens in the NBA or MLB, but not really NFL. But the Lions made it clear they want to trade Jamie Collins. So they tried. He was making $3.3 million, fully guaranteed, and nobody wanted him, so they cut him. You look at Marlon Mack, he's making just $1 million in base salary, $1 million signing bonus, but the Colts are responsible for that. Very tradable contract, and it's prorated, so you're not going to be paying him very much. Here's what happened. Marlon Mack got usurped by Nyheim Hines. Nyheim Hines has been their number two back all season. Remember, they signed to a new extension. Really good player. He's their third down back, hurry up back. He's their backup to Taylor. Jordan Wilkins is a better special teams player. And there was no room for Marlon Mack. So, yeah, he's tradable. Right now, he's got to go to a team that's maybe hurting at running back. Just checking around on this, just talking to some teams that I thought might have interest. There's passable interest. I think they'll be able to move him at some point because the money is so low, and he is explosive, but he's coming off a torn Achilles. He's not quite what he was once he suffered the injury, so it's going to take him some time. But talking to players of how this injury, it usually takes about a year and a half to 2 years to get back to normal. It's not like an ACL injury. It's just different. It's a different type of explosion for a running back.
Hmm. Do you think the Titans are a team that could have any interest in him or no?
I thought about that. Here's the thing that I'm told. Jerry McNichols is really I know that Derrick Henry's getting more catches this year. There's no question his receptions are up and targets are up. But Jerry McNichols is a really good blocker, so they see him more as a third down back. And blast the game, obviously, in nickel, as a fullback, could come in there. The one issue they have is with Darrington Evans. He just cannot stay healthy. And they have the kid Sargent, who was a kind of surprise, as you know, to make the team. It's like, who are you going to cut? That the only way you would do it is if you felt that Mac, A, would be an upgrade over Sargent, and B, you would think he would have a role. I don't know that he'd have a role because here's the problem. Henry's getting 95% of the carries. Like, what's really the point? If you lose Derrick Henry, you're pretty much done because they're the most running back-centric team in the National Football League. It's not even close. Their whole team is based around Henry and what defenses have to do to stop him, and then that's why Tannehill's so great with play action. So, now I mean, would it surprise me? No, but I don't see really the need because they just don't. It's like when I talked to Carolina when Christian McCaffrey went down. Their big issue was not running back. Plus, they knew McCaffrey won't be down for very long. They had a major issue at cornerback. They were actually, as I understand it, trying to trade for or sign a corner before J.C. Horn got hurt because their depth at corner wasn't very good. So it's running back is not the need position for the Titans. It's kind of, to me, if Henry gets hurt, they're not going anywhere.
Adam Kaplan is with us, NFL insider. Speaking of corners, Richard Sherman signing with the Bucks. I know he did have interest from his former teams in the 49ers and the Seahawks, according to some reports, but were you surprised that that's where he went, or is that just the Brady effect?
No, Brady, chance to win a Super Bowl, and they have real issues at corner, the Bucks. So one of our starting corners, Sean Murphy Bunning's on IR. Their nickel corner, Jamel Dean's not, as I understand, not expected to play this week with a knee injury. They just don't have anyone else. They had to do something, and the question is, I can't imagine he'd be playing this week, but look, if he's going to practice, and if they think he's ready to go, I mean, he could be active for the game. And, boy, do they need bodies at corner. Right now, they only have three healthy corners, and one of them is a guy that really should be playing, Dee Delaney, who's was a street free agent. Ross Cockrell, you'd rather be their fourth corner. That's a start right now. It's showing. Matthew Stafford absolutely carved them up last week.
When you look at Sunday night, Brady's return to Foxborough, Brady versus Belichick, I mean, is this one of the most anticipated regular season games that you can remember in a long time?
Well, it is because of Brady Belichick, but it's not as much as you would because the Patriots aren't very good. If the Patriots were 3-0, guys, this would be – look, it's certainly the Seth Wickersham book, who I worked with at ESPN before. His book just came out. Obviously, the timing is interesting. It's just – look, there's a lot of hype here. But, again, the Patriots aren't very good. And part of it is because Brady's no longer there. Let's call it like it is. Mac Jones is a work in progress. He's been up and down so far. But that's a game we all look forward to Sunday night watching. Now, will Brady be able to carve them up? I mean, he's on absolute fire. He's been great. The problem is their secondary. Mac Jones isn't playing well. They spent the most money in NFL history at tight end in free agency, and they're not getting anything out of their tight ends at Patriots. So pretty interesting game.
With the Bears and their quarterback situation and all the money they're paying their quarterbacks, number one, Matt Nagy, is his seat the hottest in the NFL right now? And how do you think that's all going to turn out with Pace and Nagy as they move forward?
Yeah, well, Matt is on the hot seat. There's no question about it. He actually admitted before we came on here in his press conference a couple things. He did say he was asked about the play calling. He wouldn't say that he's not doing it. He wouldn't say he's doing it. He just said they had some great talks. Now, last year, I'm told, he handed it off for 3 weeks, and he took it back. And the team source told me that it was a little bit better after he handed it off than when he had it, with Bill Lazor being their OC calling the plays, and Bill's called plays before. Nagy did say that Fields is clearly the backup, and Dalton's the starter, if healthy. But here's the problem. Dalton has a bruised knee. Nagy's kind of he shifts his words every couple minutes. On Monday, he said that Dalton was week to week. Now today, he said Fields and Dalton will be out in the field in some capacity. It's not determined what exactly they're going to do. I just don't think he's handled the situation well. I don't think he really had a feel for it. You know, at first he said he didn't want Fields playing this season. He said this in the spring. They want to treat this like with Patrick Mahomes, Nagy's last year with the Chiefs, where he only started the one game Mahomes did against the Chargers. Well, that Fields, what happened is Fields had a great training camp and good preseason, and that kind of changed the narrative. So, yeah, Nagy, if we looked at 32 teams, he's number one on my hot seat for sure.
Well, Adam, lots of good stuff there. Appreciate your time, as always. We'll do it again soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL Insider, does great work, friend of the show, and lots of good NFL news and notes there. Tim Hasselbeck was with us yesterday, usually at noon on Wednesdays. Let me tell you about my friends over at BetMGM. You get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM, and this is how you do it. You can place a money line wager on Thursday Night Football, and if your team is up by 10 or more points at halftime, you win. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account, opt in each week for the Thursday Night Halftime Payout promotion. If you want to continue wagering in the third quarter, you can keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. If you need to hit the sack early, use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a moneyline bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half. Only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.